love this music, baby. Why do I love this music, baby? Why do I love this music, baby? Why do I love this music, baby? Why do I love this music, baby?
Why the music? Cause it's all that I got. Because it's mine and my thoughts, and no one could ever make it stop. My inspiration for rhymes, it seems, will never cease, but increase as long as I breathe, I bless beats. Why do I love music? Cause it's all that I got. Because it's mine and my thoughts, and no one could ever make it stop. My inspiration for rhymes, it seems, will never cease, but increase as long as I breathe, I bless beats. My inspiration for rhymes, it comes to me now when I sleep, or when I eat, or when I walk up on the street. I'm like a true pacifist who never, never throw bows, but I'll split flows, and I flip flows on all those hoes who kick those weak flows. They just some nitwits, misfits who can't resist fists. I decide I'm using my mind's assistance. I got blueprints deep within my mental, not coincidental, but essential and fundamental, detrimental to my sanity. My rhymes are just like therapy, therapy that I find my mind in such clarity with all vulgarity. I gave my words like they were charity, 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 charity. Why do I love music? Cause it's all that I got. Because it's mine and my thoughts, and no one could ever make it stop. My inspiration for rhymes, it seems, will never cease, but increase as long as I breathe, I'll bless beats. Why do I love music? Cause it's all that I got. Because it's mine and my thoughts, and no one could ever make it stop. My inspiration for rhymes, it seems, will never cease, but increase as long as I breathe, I'll bless beats. You see, music is life, now it's the only way to deal with strife. Your words, they have more power than the guns and all the knives. Because music is more than just appealing to a feeling. It's a healing, revealing truths that they're concealing, and it's dealing with a powerful force, not from the source. So that's why we have to burn this here fire without remorse. Cause we endorse cleanliness and friendliness, righteousness, niceness, like this, brightness. I like this and write this. Can't you see that's why I'm like this and why I fight this? Yo, yo. Well, I said, why do I love music? Cause it's all that I got. Because it's mine and my thoughts, and no one could ever make it stop. My inspiration for rhymes, it seems, will never cease, but increase as long as I breathe, I'll bless beats. Why do I love music? Cause it's all that I got. Because it's mine and my thoughts, and no one could ever make it stop. My inspiration for rhymes, it seems, will never cease, but increase as long as I breathe, I'll bless beats.
Why do I love this music, baby? Why do I love this music, baby? Why now? Why when I say, why do I love music? Love music.
That about like love.
I write lines of rhymes now that I find in my mind, combine divine signs to shine on humankind, and I said by design. I said I implement mine while y'all implement yours. Two forms of more crime. My verbal energies are like some herbal remedies. So enemies condemning me, intend on enemies, so let me be. Cause I just want to exist to spread righteousness and let it drip from my lips and my fingertips. My words and my work will lurk within the
light,
in the darkness of a night, and in the shadow shining bright. I said music is my testimony.
Good evening, this is Reverend Book Burn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04 part 2, and got a lot of great tunes. We're gonna try to get a song off the internet by the Doe Band, and a few other things Marlon has up his sleeves. The Reverend is missing the cramps tonight to broadcast to you, so you know I love to do this, but we'll play a song by the cramps later on, and some other new stuff, some Lick Bush material, and if there's time, we'll read the Cunnilingus chapter from Dr. Susan Block's Ten Commandments of Pleasure book. But first, let's play something nice and heartwarming by Os Rotten from The Rotten Agenda. Lord, make this work.
In the shadow of death, who's by my side?
I'm James Kennedy. Do you believe that I'm just a harmless man? I must warn you, you may be shocked at what you're about to hear. Did you know the Bible is just a cover for the real agenda? I need your money. I'm teaching perversity that's endangering the very lives of our children. I'm targeting America's youth. The younger a child can be introduced to me and the Bible, the better. The incredible tragedy of the Bible is that it's the final tool with which to dismantle all gay and lesbian groups. I don't want you to know that if you or someone you know is caught in the web of Jesus Christ, There is hope through the truth. That's why I'm absolutely committed to continuing to tell you myths and misinformation.
I'm just a hypocritical fascist Christian. Yes, I am. Totally brainwashed by the Bible. I admit it all.
I'm on atheistnetwork.com / theinfidelguy.com. Play.
Okay, let's play our first song for George W. Numbnuts Bush for tonight's Lick Bush in 04 Part 2 theme. This is by Incubus. It's about Bush. It's called Megalomaniac.
Prince in Bola, Prince in Bola. all the geek time, none of this all in on.
We are not out of the yet. We are to die.
you're hearing Ruin, the track from their incredible Songs of Reverie and Ruin release was entitled Dionysian. Before that, Bad Religion did Let Them Eat War from Volume 2 of the Rock Against Bush release. Selby Tigers did Cheerleading Is Big Business. Incubus did Megalomaniac. Doe Band did Web of Deceit. Icons of Filth did Onward Christian Soul Jazz, and started off with Os Rotten doing The Rotten Agenda, and Modern Day Witch Hunt. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 a.m. and at 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted oh so appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fuckhead after Reagan and before W. Bush, Quayle, Quail, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 2. Next week is Part 3, and I'm not sure how long this series will go on. It's at least three installments. People are giving me great stuff, and there's a fantastic Lick Bush reading from Dr. Susan Block's book, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, from the Cunnilingus chapter, and if there's no time for that tonight, that'll be on a future Lick Bush show. Future themes include three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, recovery for propagandists, and we'll have a lot of fun, as well as information about the delusional higher power and 12-step monopoly and other propagandistic recovery and mental health systems and their stranglehold over an entire profession. Pubic property, in which we'll discuss sex negativism and supposed and pretend puritanism from all spheres of thoughts and walks of life, liberal and conservative, the left and the right, the Bible bangers, and the groupthink freethinkers, and submissions are still being accepted for the Pubic Property Show, which will be done in the future. Additional future themes include the grand opening of the official government and corporate brothel, live guests, Lacera Firefox, sex writer Laura Riskell, author of the forthcoming book, The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America, possibly Jennifer Hunter from jenniferhunterconsulting.com, and if you contact her, be sure to say that the Reverend sent you and that you want her to be a live guest and do a really smoking show on The Reverend Is In. And some other live guests, a possible wedding, if they last, with Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, and a possible exorcism and possible reverse exorcism with the Reverend's friend and her daughter. And it will be my first reverse exorcism ever, so we'll see how that works out and break even more new ground on this show. And what else is coming? We'll talk about most of this stuff later. And it's going to be a pinch for time. That show that was on before this one is brand new at Radio Volta, and so it's like I'm squeezed in now, which I haven't been in a couple of years. And then the Seclusiastes show is going to start promptly at 11. And as usual, I have too much shit and way too many tunes. So what I'm going to do is cover what I can and save the rest for parts 3. And then, if necessary, add part 4 to the Lick Bush series. And I want to say hello to Mr. Scott and family and party guests at the Master Debation Party, which was the night of the second Bush and Kerry debate, and in this kick-ass entertainment central room, huge TV and surround sound, which was kind of funny. We were hearing that asswipe Bush in surround sound, but it was a lot of fun, and it was fun to hear other people's comments and shouts and jeers and the like. So I want to get to that, to actually to both of the debates, because they were both so illuminating. It's like when you realize that two men are the biggest liars in this hemisphere, and they are defending their regime's policies and war crimes and environmental destruction and shit canning of the Constitution and Bill of Rights and their corporate crimes, their insider trading, their war profiteerism via Halliburton, their corruption and links with Enron, and too much to even name. And then you're watching them sit there, look into the camera to millions of people, and flat out lie like sociopaths. You know that there is a problem. You know that there's an even bigger problem when the corporate media reveals itself to have its headquarters deep into the ass cracks of Bush and Cheney, a headquarters that they enter face first and follow up these hilarious wrestling-like spectacles by saying that it was dead even, that they looked strong and full of conviction, and that they did not sound like the ultimate liars, as well as the ultimate poorly spoken buffoons in modern history. Almost as fucking stupid as Quayle or Reagan. Actually, arguably more so in so many ways, especially Bush. But anyway, we'll get to the debates in a bit. And but first, get into some news. Let's see. Well, you can't do a show that is at least partially humor and comedy oriented without acknowledging the late Rodney Dangerfield. He gets no respect, even in the grave. They said in one of the corporate media outlets that he even made jokes near the end, like, I get no respect. I bought a cemetery plot, and the guy said, there goes the neighborhood. Rodney, who had a wife who looked like a supermodel, died at 82, and left quite a legacy, some good material here and there throughout his comedy career. And probably one of the coolest things he did was open up these open mic nights. And I've never done it, but this was back in the days when the Reverend Bookburn was a stand-up comedy act, and where a lot of people had opportunity, and some did go on to become larger name comedians, and gave them a shot at breaking in the comedy business. So that was cool to try to help unknowns and people who aren't already famous. Probably the funniest movie he did, in this Reverend's view, was Caddyshack, that included a hilarious scene where they threw the Baby Ruth bar in the pool and everybody thought it was a shit and went running and screaming and getting all hysterical. And anyway, so with respect, we say farewell to Rodney Dangerfield, and the Reverend has no tracks by him, but we'll play comedian Paul Krasner from his new CD, The Zen Bastard Rides Again, which is a classic and a fitting tribute. And in honor of that Baby Ruth bar, we're going to play Paul Krasner's Candy Bar Candidates track. And that'll be in honor of the Rodster. And we'll play some Bill Hicks, too. And that seems only right. Farewell, Rodney Dangerfield, with respect from Reverend Book Byrne. And if you are in a band, you can contribute a track to a Rock Against Hunger project from Interzone Records. And you don't have to be in the Philly or South Jersey area, but we're hearing from more and more bands. And we're hearing about bands or friends of bands or whatever, including the band you heard earlier, the Doe Band. And if you are in a band or you're a musician or you're pushing a band really hard, check out Interzone Records and their project, which is a compilation that'll benefit food banks in this area, the Artists Against Hunger Project. You can contact them only by mail at a Polygon Studio, which is 15 Vitamin Avenue, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, 08002. Attention, Mark Bucco. And send your tracks there and tell them you'd like to be on the Artists Against Hunger compilation. To see the corporate poop artistic display in Philadelphia by Albo Givons, the great Albo, what he can do with art. Corporate Poop is playing throughout October 29th at Space 1036. Wrong. At Space 1026, which is at 1026 Arch Street, 10th and Arch, in Philadelphia, and that is through October 29th. Albo Givon's Corporate Poop Display, their big art exhibit. Information 215-574-7630. And if you're into Albo Givon's, you can check out his incredible clothing line, including the hysterical Bush t-shirt, in which he has like these demon red eyes, blood dripping out of his mouth, and like a true horror film poster, scratchy letters that say, "Stop me before I kill again." That is at Wooden Chew Books and Records, a non-profit autonomous collective. Wooden Chew Books and Records on 5th Street, between South Street and Lombard in Philadelphia. And if you ever go to Philadelphia, you must check out the incredible Wooden Chew. All right. Plugged enough stuff. I would say that my favorite thing in the master debate between the two corporate party candidates had to be Bush. Yes, no, I'm making fun of him. And to pay tribute to the Reverend, he had to make at least one highly suggestive and sexually forward remark when he said, "Want some wood?" After Kerry made a comment about Bush representing big business and owning a timber company and making decisions that are benefits to large eco-destructive timber companies, Bush replied that his owning a timber company was news to him, and then asked his sexually forward question, "Want some wood?" and smiled that kind of Son of Sam-like smile of his. And later, even these guys from the corporate media commented that he does own a fucking timber company. So what do you know? So he makes not only a perverted comment, but he doesn't even know what he owns. So that to me was a highlight, besides all of like the kind of primate looking facial expressions, making faces while being rebutted and winking to people in the audience and kind of bumbling and stammering here and there. And I wish there were 20 more debates, because now it is getting fun to watch him bumble through this. So I'm going to give you all of my commentaries from the notes, which were not easy with all the shouting, and even the kids were shouting at the master debate party, but the Reverend did take notes, and so we'll cover that after the next set of music. But I had to cover the timber and wood comment, because I have to thank George W. Nunnutz Bush for making a reverend-like remark in front of the entire nation on national TV during the debate. And of course I liked his little preteen-like hissy fits that was also exhibited in public. And I think the one thing he said that his wife would never say is, and he said this several times, it is hard. Okay, Marlin is preoccupied, so he can't reenact part of the Dickless Cheney debate with me, so we'll try to grab him for that later. And when we talk about supporting the troops, since that's all over both of these debates, I want to reiterate where we've been standing on the show. There is only one way to support the troops, and that is to get them the fuck out of there and not have their balls and eggs blown off for Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation profits and oil interests. But if they're not going to go home, then if you really want to support the troops, Mr. Candidates, then make them shareholders in the profits that they're dying for. Okay? All of your lies came out this week in the official report about how there never were weapons of mass destruction since the previous Gulf War, nor the ability to produce weapons of mass destruction, that it was all, surprise, surprise, a complete load of shit that was knowingly manufactured by the war propagandists in the Bush regime, and that these troops who are now dead, and these troops who will die, and these troops who are risking death every day, are dying because you lied and bullshitted and sold a war that was about greed and had nothing to do with what you knew to be bullshit about weapons of mass destruction. And if they are going to die or risk death for your fucking profits, then they are to be shareholders. They own a portion of Halliburton. They own a portion of all the oil companies. And they are to benefit, for as long as they survive, all of the toxic chemicals and the radiation and all of the shit from the weapons that they are forced to transport over there and sit on top of. And they should be comfortable for life sitting on that much ownership, as opposed to coming back, dying of illnesses that you caused from their own weapons and chemicals and defoliants, and instead of having cut benefits and reduced pensions and reduced entitlements, shareholders in your corporate profits. And I actually, the Reverend wants to go further than that. Since we hear all of this stupid fucking shit about the work ethic and being responsible and being a grown-up or an adult as defined by people from the more bozo forms of management right up to the people in government, since we hear all this work ethic talk, all this you only get what you work for, you only get what you are responsible for, and that's even on these bozo talk shows like a dollar store therapist, a Dr. Phil, or that even bigger idiot, was it Larry Evans or Larry Elders, whatever his name is. So let's apply these new cultural standards, the work ethic, the personal responsibility ethic, the grown-up ethic. If you want profits from the land of Iraq and what's in the ground in Iraq, if you want to rip off the people of Iraq and go after the natural resources and profit by the war and rebuilding contracts, then you have to go and fucking fight for it. Be responsible. Listen to Larry and Dr. Phil and Condoleezza Rice. Yes, be an adult. Be a grown-up. Take personal responsibility. Go for that work ethic. Just like you would tell the people you're cutting off welfare. Fight for your own fucking profits or you don't get it. The troops get it. Anything short of that is total bullshit. The war is continued. The lies are exposed. Support the troops by either bringing them home or making them shareholders in the profits that are the sole reason they are over there fighting, whether they believe the lies or not. All right, enough about that. Let's see. I don't know much about this in detail, but as you know, if you've heard the show for the last couple of months, the Reverend is no longer anti-Howard Stern for a number of reasons, mostly because he was under censorship and under attack from corporate radio and corporate media assholes, Clear Channel, and he's about to break away from Infinity Broadcasting, which is pretty much equally fucked up. And he's also taken a good stand against Bush and doing a lot less of what I used to beat him up for, which was using comedy to beat up people at the bottom instead of people at the top, picking on homeless, disabled, people with AIDS, etc. And since there's a lot less of that, and that he is focusing on the top and beating up the biggest assholes, which is really where the real balls and eggs are in comedy and alternative media, then I say power to you, good luck in your Lick Bush efforts, and thank you for fighting him, as well as the censors, the assholes in the FCC, on and on, the corporate media giants like Clear Channel. And he is now signed up to satellite radio, and we'll get more information about this, because funny as it may sound, there is overlap between some book burners and him, and people who were always telling me stuff about him. So when there is information about the satellite deal, I'll pass that on to you. It is quite interesting because it sounds like it's going to be a larger scale means of getting away from not only the Taliban-influenced ass wipes from the FCC, but also the restrictive formats in conventional radio. So that sounds interesting and worth covering. The state of New Jersey. One of the last two of the ass backwards states in America to still not have viable needle exchange programs, which, as anybody with even a little bit of sense and awareness knows, greatly reduces, proven for over 10 years, greatly reduces the spread of HIV and hepatitis C, is finally sort of close to passing into law. It passed the Assembly and is now onto the State Senate. And this was blocked for a while by an asshole prosecutor in Atlantic County. But Atlantic City and Camden has astronomical problems with AIDS and hepatitis C, and also has an incredible amount of real addictions and chemical addictions. And the need for needle exchange is incredible. It's been in Philadelphia for years with the Prevention Point program, which is excellent. And we're going to stay on top of the needle exchange efforts in New Jersey, one of the last of two ass-backward states that still does not have needle exchange. And I think the reasoning behind the opposition is some retard from one of these DARE or similar buffoon groups say things like, well, it encourages drug use if you're going to give them clean needles. And if you hear some fuckhead say that, the obvious response is somebody who is addicted to drugs and has a narrow world of the dealers, the people they hustle, and the other people they're shooting up with and sharing needles with, now has another person in their lives. Somebody from some kind of social services system that is implementing the needle exchange program, so that when they come full circle and they're ready to detox and they're ready to get off of that, they have a linkage into rehab instead of only being surrounded by other addicts and people they burn or trick or whatever. So you're not encouraging them, you are saving their lives, and then you are being a linkage agent to healing. But that makes too much sense for people who are hysteria pushers and propaganda addicts and say, oh no, we can't do that because that would only encourage their behavior. Okay, enough about Stern and needle exchange, talking way too much. Alright, we'll come back to the debate later. What else did we want to cover? Oh, Heart of the Beholder. Wanted to say that they are under so much attack from these American Christian Taliban types. They are getting like hundreds of emails a day and attempted viruses, death threats, and you know that that's going to be a kick-ass movie. And book burners in L.A., you could actually hook up with these people and be a part of the film project. It's online at beholder.com. And when Heart of the Beholder comes out, you will hear about it on this show for sure. Craig from Autistic Behavior, early 80s hardcore band from Philadelphia, has announced to the Reverend this week that old tapes and recordings have been recovered. And he has to do this technology the Reverend does not understand called baking. Rescuing the sound with all these high-tech equipment at his disposal, but we will get it, and even some bonus tracks to play on the show. You will hear the incredible legends, Autistic Behavior, very soon on the show. And not just the Philly compilation tracks that we played a couple weeks ago. Next Sunday in Washington, D.C. is the Million Worker March. But if you go, be sure to get back in time to hear part three of Lick Bush. They are online at millionworkermarch.org. And now I am really fucking talked out. Let's see, we'll play Paul Krasner's comedy, and the next set we'll play The Cramps, because I'm missing their show in Philly tonight to entertain you. And let's see, we'll play some Nashville Pussy. But first, we're going to play a song for the medical hemp defendants and exiles who fled fascism to go north of the border into Canada. Rene Boget, whose case is coming to a head. A decision will be made any day now. Rene Boget, B-O-J-E, reneboget.com. Steve Cubby's case, a decision is still pending. Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Cubby.com. And a woman with a brain tumor in the San Francisco Bay Area, whose case is going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, the people who selected Bush. And we're definitely going to cover that case. Ashcroft versus, I forgot the woman's name, but we'll get information about her case and figure out how to support her as well. We're going to play a song for them by Culkin. It's a remake of a song from the mid-70s by Nazareth called Hair of the Dog. This version is entitled Hair of the Bud. And the background is Ruin, their first two albums on CD, Songs of Reverie and Ruin. And as much fun as it is to listen to Ruin, we're going to get into the second set. Here is Culkin. Lord, make this machine work. Our Fred Flintstone's turntable.
Hail the throne! 1837, DuPont Corporation helped create the prohibition of hemp through the yellow journalism of the Hearst Papers to rid of marijuana, a word pushed by the Hearst Papers to re-describe the cannabis hemp plant as the drug the lazy Mexicans and raping Negroes smoke. Hemp has 10,000 years of recorded history with all the tribes of the human race. But this prohibition is more than a racial issue. It was to protect the financial interest in depleting fossil fuels, the forest-killing timber industry, and toxic petrochemicals. 10,000 acres devoted to an annual hemp farm would produce as much paper as 40,000 acres of forest trees. Hemp biomass can be used as pollution-free burning fuel to replace all fossil fuels. The nutrition value of the seed is next to the soybean and can be used as food. Fibers, plastic, foods, fuels, oils, paints, roads, thousands of positive, non-polluting, non-toxic uses. Medicinally, it can help the appetite, asthma, glaucoma, nausea, tumors, epilepsy, and hundreds of healthy benefits that public is kept ignorant of. Make the rules, create the myths. It's time to evolve. Abolish the prohibition against cannabis hemp. Because when over 125,000 people die of legal alcohol use, 395,000 people die of legal tobacco use, while zero, count them, zero people die annually from smoking hemp, there is a lie to be broken. Wake up and smoke the buds. It's just a green, leafy plant.
Be that nigga named Luda, a.k.a. L-O-V-A, fuck that shit, nigga, what you wanna say one time? Southside, let's ride. And if you love what you do, do what you feel, then I know you gon' mark my word. I drop shit like birds, and it's about the time for your ass to get served. Just lay it on down, just lay it on down. While we relax to the tight raps and the fat tracks, to the nigga Timberland put. I be that.
Yeah.
Give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now.
Yeah,
remix,
yeah,
remix,
yeah,
remix.
Yeah, give it to me now, give it to me now, give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick know what's your fantasy?
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, when I wanna. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But you gotta let me know what's your fantasy. You know what I need? Somebody who can come and lick the clit.
Nice.
And a nigga who ain't thinking about a Trina LP, and I make him go and get my shit. We can go from a fly ass Jetta to Coupe de Ville, Hotel Tally Ho, or the Beverly Hill.
Right.
A real nigga, not the run of the mills. Come and spank me and make me shoot the kid from the kitchen.
Then you can move me
to the jacuzzi
and out the booty.
Come and do your duty. Me and Fat Dick Ludacris making us a movie. Yeah. Yeah. Naked in the bed of cash, make the stuff stutter when I bear my ass.
Yeah, baby, mama, back to your thing of the past.
Cause I'm a bad bitch and I'm off the glass. Okay. Having sex and Lil Jess, Menage a Trois. Getting butt wild no matter where we are. Any 500 in the back of the car. In the dark ass cup on the back of the bar. Never walk, never ever wanna leave. Work for me like the league overseas. I want a man to fulfill my needs. What? Keep my body trembling and buckle my knees.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna, you make it so good.
wanna do it where your girl gon' see it, get mad at me. I want a nigga that'll grab the weed, but turn my eyes Chinese. Tell me, baby, can you handle me? I wanna do it all in your mouth, then I pull the ass out, make it bounce till you pass out. Or we can cut up in the grass and get the neighbors a flag. Can you tell me who the bad motherfucker now? Said it won't take a nigga back to the crib. But I wanna do all the things that I never did. Like a boner, top of the projects getting head. Or you can find me in a drop on dubs in the candy red. I like a nigga when he face down, mouth wide, polo down with them blades on the ride, keeping the pound with them K's on the side. But it's okay, I'm gonna break something tonight. See, get on your knees and I'll show you what's my fantasy. Like up in the coop, tell your bitch she ain't gotta be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. Damn, and stop. I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, what's your fantasy?
You gotta lick me from my ass to my clit. And you gotta see while I sit on your dick. And I wanna talk some shit while I feel it get stiff. And rub a dub up on my tits while I nut on your lips, nigga.
I'm a BK bitch, let her ride dick. Ass in his face, cock spread out. Nigga uptown, nigga down south, same old shit. Boss in his mouth, F-O-X, call me rough sex. Pussy when a bitch get right on the X. Get it, right on X. Fuck him, check, right to the neck. Bitches go right, Fox, right to the left. They can't fuck, burning his chest. 36 D's, prod on the breast. Fast, send him home, not on his breath. Fuck. How you think a bitch got my rep? 3 mil, still BK to the death. Still don't give a fuck, still pose naked. Still specializing, hit niggas' faces. Pop magnums by the cases, X5. Bitch still spend big faces, big crown, brown. Hold first places. You know what you could do, nigga? You could lick me from my ass to my clit. Ever rub a dub up on my tits, but I nut on your lip.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy to see.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave. But I gotta lick, know what's your fantasy to see.
I wanna lick you from your head.
Now, what would be the appropriate candy bar for George W. Bush? A Mars bar. Not only because he's really an alien from another planet. Still trying. He can fake it as an earthling. He still doesn't have the walk down quite. He's still... Because he struts like a rooster on steroids. But also because if we go to Mars, it would divert attention from the fact that he didn't have an exit strategy from Iraq, but he does have an exit strategy from Earth. So I saw Ram Dass recently at the Oregon Country Fair, and he's in a wheelchair from his stroke, and he said to me, you know, I'm really struggling to love George Bush. And I said, you know, you just gave me a 30-year flashback when you were saying, you know, I'm really struggling to love Richard Nixon. So there's a consistency in his spiritual path. But I never thought that I would miss Richard Nixon. You know? I mean, just the tapes. You know, where during the Watergate scandal, he was being told by his associates that E. Howard Hunt, who was in on the break-in, might want $1 million as hush money. And Nixon said, we could get it. But that would be wrong. Bush would never admit it would be wrong. Even if he got the question in advance. I always wondered what he had on Tony Blair. You know, what were those videos that he said, don't worry, Tony, they're in our safe. Nobody will see them. Unless... So Blair became the willing coalition, actually. Plus, I think, 3 soldiers from Poland and a few third world countries that accept bribes. But if Tony Blair is Bush's poodle, Dennis Miller is his minor bird. He's Now, if you've seen him, you know that he's turned from some kind of liberal to some kind of conservative. And he was asked, well, why did you make this transition? And he said it happened after September 11th, and it happened when he heard people on the left comparing Bush with Hitler. And Miller kept saying, Bush is not Hitler. Hitler is Hitler. And it's not fair to compare them at all in any way. In this case, I happen to agree with Dennis Miller. I think there's a vast difference between Hitler and Bush. Hitler was elected. Usually people who God talks to are considered nuts. And yet there's Bush saying he believes that God wants him to be president.
Mud elephant wading through the sea leaves no tracks.
As I see you standing in a sable robe, and your breast that launched a thousand round pounds, you twirl to the light, your mom's Venerys shines like Chichen Itza.
you better die when I show up. The Goo Goo Mob.
Chapter 3 on the environment.
Natural gas is hemispheric. I like to call it hemispheric in nature because it is a product that we can find in our own neighborhoods.
Congress also must understand they got to pass an energy bill. You see, an energy bill would be good for jobs. An energy bill will be good for national security. We need an energy bill that encourages consumption.
We will require all power plants to meet clean air standards in order to reduce emissions of sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, mercury, and carbon dioxide within a reasonable period of time.
All right. Brought this up recently with Vicente Fox, who's a newly elected president. He's a man I know from Mexico, and I talked about how best to be able to expedite the exploration of natural gas in Mexico and transport it up to the United States so we become less dependent on foreign sources of crude oil.
In the Pacific Northwest, I made it clear to the citizens up there, I oppose breaching those dams. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully. Just one piece of advice. Just remember, it's the birds that's supposed to suffer, not the hunter.
Bush Speak, Chapter 4, on the economy.
First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
You bet I cut the taxes at the top. That encourages entrepreneurship. What we Republicans should stand for is growing the economy. We ought to make the pie higher.
See, without the tax relief package, there would have been a deficit, but there wouldn't have been the commensurate kick to our economy that occurred as a result of the tax relief.
I remember campaigning in Chicago, and one of the reporters said, "Would you ever deficit spend?" I said, only in times of war, in times of economic insecurity as a result of a recession, or in times of national emergency. Never did I dream we'd have a trifecta.
There's a lot of fine print in your plan, Mr. Vice President, in all due respect. It is, I'm not so sure 80% of the people get the death tax. I know this, 100% will get it if I'm the president of this.
Our country puts $1 billion a year up to help feed the hungry. We're by far the most generous nation in the world when it comes to that, and I'm proud to report that. This isn't a contest of who's the most generous. I'm just telling you, as an aside, we're generous. We shouldn't be bragging about it, but we are.
We say to seniors, we understand how important prescription drug coverage, so prescription drugs will be an integral part of the Medicare plan.
There was a honest difference of opinion as to how to account for a complicated transaction.
Bush speak.
Kentucky Motor Speedway.
That was Nashville Pussy doing Johnny Hot Rod and Go Motherfucker Go. Bush Speak CD, you heard two tracks. Bush Speak on the environment and Bush Speak on the economy. The Cramps did Goo Goo Muck. The Fugs did The Divine Toe Part 2 and Wide Wide River. Paul Krasner did Candy S. President from his new CD, The Zen Bastard Rides Again, from paulkrasner.com. Before that, Ludacris did What's Your Fantasy, and started off with Falcon doing Hair of the Bud. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is part two of Lick Bush in 04. Next week will be part three. And we'll, if a friend comes and helps me do the show, she will talk about her campaign to support the Droops. But I won't give you any advanced previews as to what that might be about. One of the things I noticed about the night of the debate, to go back to the master debate of Friday night, was a little kind of a, I guess it was CNN, they had like a kind of a news trailer flowing along that said that there is an ethics violation from Bush regime white-collar criminal Tom DeLay, and we will, of course, cover that as it unfolds. Ethics violation Tom DeLay. And also, if you hear about it first, write to me about it. And we'll cover that in detail. And there's some other news I forgot. A couple of birthdays. One is to the to Edmonton, Canada. Edmonton is now 100 years old as of October 8th. And there is a book burner from Edmonton, Mr. Gold. So we will play a DOA song, even though they're not from Edmonton. They are from Canada, from Vancouver. And DOA is coming up. And of course, October 9th was John Lennon's birthday. It would have been the 64th. And no book burner birthdays that we know about. So back to Dickless Cheney. One of the funny things about Cheney's debate was his reference to fact check, which shows how good they are at fact checking. He sent people to factcheck.com, which is actually a commercial site. And what they did was they did an automatic redirect to George Solos' site. So go to factcheck.com so you can check out the other site and read great articles about Bush and the promo for a good book on the subject. Factcheck.com. What else is interesting? Well, we're not going to have time to read from Dr. Susie's book about cunnilingus, but you can check her out at drsusanblock.com. The book is called The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, which is really good. And she has live guests at Radio Susie. Shows upcoming, announces the upcoming shows, shows past. Link is on there. The Reverend's show is from November 2002. The Reverend is a live guest on her show. And, of course, see her editorials that she calls terror journals, drsusanblock.com. And I don't know if this is from her or from somebody else, but there is a sex workers art show, which is online at sexworkersartshow.com. And let's see, we covered practically everything. Alrighty, we covered Rodney Dangerfield, part of The Beholder. Let's see, some stuff I don't even feel like doing yet. Alright, next week we're going to cover if all of the anti-choice movement was one big genital, what entity would collectively be the mouth that sucks that genital. And we'll save that for next week. as well as a special about a word that both Dickless Cheney and Bush threw around very loosely on security. On security and law enforcement, and how that relates to abortion clinics, and how that relates to harassment. And we'll cover that kind of stuff in depth on part three of the Lick Bush series. And, yeah, that'll wait. And, okay, let's go over the highlights of the Dickless Cheney debate. Dickless Cheney, you guys have ravaged the economy, have racked up trillions in national debt, in a deficit, with no light at the end of the tunnel that can be seen, even by conservatives at this time. What kind of havoc are you and the president going to do in the next 4 years if elected for the first time? Thank you for the question. September 11th, if we're not elected, terrorists will be in our big cities with nuclear bombs, and, September 11th. Thank you, Dickless Cheney. And, on the subject of, the environment and Enron and Halliburton and vast environmental destruction, what can we look forward to in the next 4 years upon a victory for yourself and that bad impersonator of Forrest Gump as a presidential-like figurehead? Well, September 11th, and, terrorists with nuclear bombs in our city, and, security, and, thank you, Dickless Cheney. Okay, let's go to W Numbnuts. Oh, more perversion. In addition to denying that he owned a timber company and offering some wood, interestingly enough, to the moderator, he also spoke about his opponents from the other corporate parties' sex life by continuously accusing him of something he apparently never does, changing positions. My opponent changes positions. And, actually, that was early. That was, like, the first funny thing he said. That he believes in diplomacy first. This is from a war criminal who struck based on a lie and before the weapons inspections were completed. Saddam was a unique threat. Yeah, we lied. There were no weapons of mass destruction, but he was a unique threat. This is a favorite of mine. We caught 75% of Al-Qaeda. As if you could count, as if you could know who everybody is, as if you could even factor in all of the people who've been recruited thanks to Bush and similar groups that have had massive success in recruitment thanks to Bush. That has to be a question that requires a new level of stupidity, or at the very least naivete in believing him. Nobody called them on it. None of these pundits afterwards. 75% we caught. And really, although Kerry let him have it a little bit, he should be told about letting him slide, not only on the environment issues, but that 75% statement. Let's see. Oh, he wants to get only constitutional judges. This guy appointed clones of the Taliban into several judiciaries, but he wants constitutional judges. Let's see. Other funny quotes. Looking at those generals, generals on the ground, and that last answer made me want to scowl. Oh, I do want to thank him for teaching me something, that there is more than one internet, that there were rumors on the internet and they're just not true. More security shit. A quote, he has a lot of balls to attribute to other people. Our enemies espouse an ideology of hate. We did not import the cheaper meds from Canada because Mr. Trasher of product safety, consumer safety, and environmental safety didn't know for sure that they were safe. So we just have to force those U.S. pharmaceutical companies to be mega million profiteers and rip people off even more than they already are. Or they might have been from some third world country. We opposed trial lawyers. We opposed the Patient Rights Act, but we opposed trial lawyers. We'll have to get back to that. And they lead to rationing and not letting OBGYNs do their job. My presidency supported the wetlands, the forests, and the engineers. Trashing the Kyoto Treaty meant jobs, and the Patriot Act meant freedom. That has to be the ultimate in the Orwellian doublespeak. But let's go back to the trial lawyers thing. First of all, who opposes trial lawyers except assholes who do not want you to have any rights? Corporate America, fascistic people, like people who passed the Patriot Act. But in fact, let's pray for the trial lawyers. I am clergy, so it is appropriate that I do this. Lord, we thank thee for trial lawyers, for without them, nobody would have any recourse. The Aaron Brockoviches of the world would not have any recourse when their environment, when their labor standards, when their rights, when being fucked by the medical system and the American insurance industry, by credit card companies, by manufacturers, by every kind of filth and scum with a white collar on earth, and people in public office, as well as abusers within the justice system. Fuck people over. Thank you, Lord, for trial lawyers. May there be many more like them. May we clone and breed thousands more, especially as the Constitution and Bill of Rights are being shit-canned in the name of security. Even though security doesn't mean shit when it comes to focusing on the 25-year terrorism history of the anti-abortion movement. In which case, then they would rather sit with their thumbs in their ass than take a real look at it. Lord, thank you for the trial lawyers. May there be many more of them. And may they sue the asses off of those who fuck over the common people. Thank you, Lord. This is Reverend Bookburn. Alright, how much time do we have? We're still hearing Nashville, pussy. However, I am talked out. If you like the Doe Band who played earlier, they are at doeband.com. And I don't think there's any www before that. Let's see. Legal information at aclu.org. Jello B offers spoken word as well as music benefit and incredible compilation releases at alternativetentacles.com. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab at Kennedy's. DOA, who you are going to hear pretty soon to celebrate Edmonton's anniversary, and their new release, Live Free or Die, from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Let's see, Paul Krasner, if you liked his track from the Zen Bastard Rise Against CD, which I'm pretty sure came out already. Paul Krasner, Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R, ParkPassner.com. His CDs and books are there. Rock Against Bush from Fat Wreck Records. Fat, W-R-E-C-K, FatWreck.com. And we'll keep you posted when that autistic behavior music is ready to come out. Let's see. Not going overtime on any of the outlets that relay broadcast the show. So, let's go to another set. We're going to play a song, or not a song so much as a humor record by National Lampoon. This is the theme song for George W. Moron Bush since shortly after the inauguration from his illegal ascension into the presidency. It's the George W. Bush theme song on the show from the Radio Dinner album by National Lampoon, Deteriorata. Lord, make this Flintstonian turntable work this time.
You are a
amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be. Hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool.
Clue number one.
Dead boy.
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the madcap world of Photo Funny.
Hey, it's kind of wild, isn't it? I mean...
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Doesn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one that sees that? Or not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm
so proud of that little dark poetry there. Started, I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
Okay, that was DOA doing Bad Moon Rising from their brand new Live Free or Die CD that went out to Mr. Edward Gould. And happy birthday to Edmonton, Canada. Before DOA, you heard, says the guy who is now wrapped up in cord and wire, Bill Hicks doing Rush Limbaugh from his great comedy CD, Random E Minor. The Ramones did Psychotherapy. And from National Lampoon, you heard Deteriorata. This is Reverend Booker, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Lick Bush in 04, Part 2. And the next DJ at Radio Volta is not here, so there might be a little bit of overtime, but not much. At AM, we will go off promptly at 11, which on East Coast time, USA time, is in a couple of minutes. If you want to write to the Reverend, write Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Send ideas, feedback, requests to be on the mailing list, or questions, usually stuff like, what song was that? This seems to be the most popular stuff, but write for any reason. And, if you're going to send stupid shit, either hateful or spam stuff, at least make it entertaining. And some is, like, Reverend, did you know that the rapture is coming? And stuff like that is, of course, high with EV, entertainment value. And some of the hate stuff has a lot of EV as well. And in fact, most hate does. And but anyway, right, you know I love cartoons, good articles, humor always, and anything hot. Hello, they are here. All right, we're going to do the credits, play a final song, and then I am out of here. So, if you are one of the listeners from Radio Volta, you will hear Ecclesiastes any minute. The Reverend... And it's their anniversary show, and that is so cool. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Lick Bush show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion, Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Edward Gould, from Birthday Town, Edmonton, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, Possible Future Bride on this guest, Lobo Red, the Reverend's professional social work life. Lady Pixan, St. Anne-Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Jersey Red, Annie Red, no relation, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Z V and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, to European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, The Coffee Goddesses, Goddess Danielle, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant from WanderAg.net, Paul Kresner, ProChoiceLeague.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Chocolate, Deicide and Genevieve, Maria, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, Joey Shithead and DOA, all of Radio Volta, Bill and Mia, Mr. Scott and family and his master debate party guests, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Craig from Autistic Behavior, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, and to all book burners everywhere. All right, this will be the last song. DOA is in the background, but we're going to play Spirit of Suicide, doing The Rise and Fall of Bethlehem. And then we'll be back next week for part three of Lick Bush. And we're going to have a Lick Bush reading. Good night.
The truth is in your ghettos, your jails. The truth is in your ghettos, your jails.
We're extremely dangerous.
The truth is in your ghettos, your jails.
We're extremely dangerous.
The truth is in your ghettos.
I'm going to be very much what I am.
Radio every second Sunday, all music underground, independent and experimental, with your host Dev79 plus special guests rocking it from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Radio Volta.org. Stream it.